Welcome to another Skype fellowship. This time, my name is Pedro, and my wife Hannah will be, you know, handling the things here because Lawrence and Kim, they are not with us tonight. They had been away in Norway for something else. So be welcome, and we will be having a nice time with God. And we have been talking before with Kim and Cindy, and it was funny because we were talking about the return of Christ and that hope and things to come. And it's also a blessing to know that we're going to be with people that believe and get born again and are no longer among us, but we're going to meet them, and that's going to be forever. And you were saying about we have a job to do, you know, something. We'll sure have things to do with God forever in eternity. And even about the things of this world, the word says we're going to be judging this world. So it's going to be something. We won't be like, you know, lazing with anything else to do. God will have stuff for us. So,
one of the things that I think about the eternal life, it's not only to meet in person Jesus Christ and God, of course, but being with all the believers that I didn't have the chance to meet, like the old times. And hi, Nancy.
Hey, Nancy, welcome.
Hey, sweetheart.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi. I'm going to be here. I have an important phone call I have to make.
Okay,
to
go ahead. Go ahead.
I'll be listening, though.
Right.
Okay. So so we can meet not only Jesus Christ and God and see them as they see us and understand everything, but also meet those old believers that have commit themselves to life, to study and prepare all the things that we know now, so we could get more knowledge, and other believers that we don't know around the world that are moving the world to. That will be amazing. And of course, believers from the Old Testament.
Yeah.
I want to see and to hug Abraham and Moses and those guys. They are amazing.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. I'm curious about that, the types, and I'm curious to know all that people and that believers, and there will be a lot of stuff to do, I'm sure, and of course, rewards and blessings, day by day by day. Probably we won't say day because there are no time, it's forever.
Yeah, that's no light, no night, no darkness. No night. So
yeah.
I don't understand everything, you know, but from God's word, we can have some glimpse, you know, of how it can be. Will be God's light instead of the sun enlightening us. So we cannot realize it now in this world. It's not available because it's completely different. But sometimes we can have some ideas about how it maybe will be. It'll be good for sure. Okay, do you want anybody to start sharing about part what you have already shared? I don't know. Any of you would like to share about what God puts in your hearts now? I'm saying if you like to.
I will. I'm getting this house ready for something, but I don't know what. But yeah, I'm getting the driveway redone. And I'm getting some other stuff done to it. I want to get the den done. I talked about that. So it doesn't look like 1970s den. So that should be getting done over the next. Well, Mark, the guy who's going to do the house for me, is in Panama City working on people's houses that got damaged in the hurricane. And Hurricane Michael. And so they're like putting contractors up on the beach so they can work on people's houses. But he's supposed to be back next month. And then I'm going to talk to him about the stuff. He's going to give me an estimate. So I'm just believing that you could say prayer for me for that, that the estimate's going to be affordable and I'll be able to just get the work done I want to get done here and be, you know, that'll be a blessing. And then I also decided to get the concrete work done because it needs to be done. So then I won't have to really think about too much of anything, you know, like little things, you know, but it'll be good. Because I'm planning, I think I told you guys, I decided I want to stay here till I retire because I'm not going to, like, find a job and then, like, have to move and then look for, you know, if I'm going to stay here, I'll just stay in the state. I'll just stay where I am. And if I'm going to move to another state and find another job, that's just going to be a pain. It's easier to just get a job and stay here till I retire. There's no reason I really have to leave here. I know family's not here, but my family's all over the place anyway. And there's no way I'd move back to New Jersey. No offense, Nancy, but it's not the state I grew up in. I don't like what's going on there at all. So as long as things don't get too crazy here in Michigan, I'm just going to stay here. It's affordable. The taxes are low in this state. You know, it's compared to New Jersey, the taxes are like a third here what they are there. You know, the taxes on your property and everything. And so, I don't know. I think it's just, I feel like I should just stay here. I don't know. I keep praying about it. And the more I pray about it, the more I feel like I should stay here. And eventually, I know God's going to have me doing stuff with this place, but I don't know exactly what's going to be going on. So we'll see. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. So I don't know. I'm blessed. I'm just trying to, you know, keep getting stuff done that I'm working on myself, like sanding and painting and spackling. And, you know, I got all kind of, I just did some grouting, you know, so I got stuff I'm doing too that I just do myself. I like to do that kind of stuff too. So I'm working on that. And I don't know. I think everything's, you know, one day at a time. I feel like I feel like I'm adjusting to life, you know, but it takes time. And I, you know, I'm just one day at a time. So that's about it. And I just, I'm really blessed that we have this fellowship. You know, I don't know of any churches around here that are really, you know, I thought about trying that Baptist church, but I don't know. I have my misgivings about it. I might try it just to see what it's like one day. We'll say it. But I'm really blessed that we have this fellowship because it really is. It's a blessing.
Yeah.
Cool. I think I talked long enough. I'll let you
know. No, you can talk whatever you want. Before you pass to someone else, I just want to say that God is a God of detail. You know, little things are as important as big things for God, you know. So whatever is taking care of your house or get a job, for God, you will take care of anything. Just for you to know.
I'm not ready for the job yet, you know. I just know I'm not ready for the job yet. It's like not the right time. And I know, I think I'll know the right time and I'll know the right job when I see it. And I'm just not thinking it's the time or seeing the job yet. We'll see what happens with this lady when she comes back from Hawaii at the end of the month. She was going to do another round of interviews. But I really don't think that's – yeah, because Stefan keeps – the guy with this job keeps bugging me. So I had told him I didn't want to do it. And then he's like, well, when she comes back from Hawaii, she wants to do another round of interviews. And that's at the end of this month. But I still don't think I want to do it. So I don't know. He's being really annoying about it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to do it, though. If I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. He's not going to talk me into it.
Right.
If I go into the wrong thing, then, you know, you have to, like, you know, I keep my focus on God, and I know I'll know what the thing I should be doing when I see it. Not that one more than one job. There's, like, not one right job. But God knows this will really work best for me, and I'm leaving it in His hands. You know, and I'll do my part too, but I'm not ready to start going crazy with that yet. I was planning to start putting my stuff up next month and updating things, you know. I was going to do that at the beginning of March and just start working on that stuff, but I'm going to just take my time. I'm not in a big hurry that I have to take the first job either if it's not what if I don't really think it's right. Uh-oh, echo.
Don't.
Where do we get echo?
Okay. You want to pass to someone else?
Yeah, Kim.
Okay.
Yeah, hi. I've been talking to my pastor just today because I go to Sunday worship at our Anglican church just locally. And I was talking to the pastor, Graham, and we were talking about getting healed and about the return and all sorts of things, like the book of Revelation. And he also read about, was familiar with George Muller, who was a famous man of God from Bristol. And I guess you've all heard about him, how he was such a staunch believer and he never asked for anything. And yet he always received from God. And he had some wonderful orphanages, which he built to save the children, to get them off the streets because they had nothing. And he built these orphanages. We're going back to the 19th century now. And apparently in his time, he collected a sum of something like about £8 million, which by today's standards would be billions. But he got this money and he never asked for anything and he just waited for God to come. He went right down to the line. We were just talking about George Muller and how a terrific inspiration he is for a lot of us today who have read his book. I've got his book, which is called His Life of Prayer and Faith. But this pastor, I was surprised because not many people where I live here know about George Muller, not even in the church circles. So I was blessed to share with him that. And I have a book by a very famous man from America called George Washington Carver, a black man who was, he believed in God. He was a great man of God. He did a lot of good things. And I believe he made his money from peanuts, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. But I said I'd lend him this book by George Washington Carver, because the two men who have been very inspirational in my life. And I think it's good to share these things with others. So anyway, I'll cut a long story short, but we did discuss. And the thing is, I like it when people are open to discuss God's word and they haven't got sort of preconceived ideas. It's very good. There aren't many like that, or within the church. But Graham, he was very open. And yeah, it was good to just share with him today for not so very long, but it gives you a bit of inspiration when not just the people agree with you, but they understand. And yeah, they're just moving God's words. And he's a great man of God. Unfortunately, he is plagued with Parkinson's disease, but we're praying for him and believe that he will get healed from that. But he's a very humble man of God. And yes, so that's really, I don't know who else I can pass on to now. I think if Nancy's available, perhaps not.
She was in a phone call, I don't know.
Oh, right.
I'm waiting on the phone call, so I'm here.
Right, okay, so it's back to Pedro and...
Anna?
Anna.
You'd like to share?
Anna, yeah.
Okay,
about something that... Cindy was telling before, it was in my heart to tell her that not only what Pedro says, that God is a God of details, but you need now time for yourself to take care of your heart and have your conversations with God and know with him what to do, and he will open doors, but especially to heal your heart and to strengthen you in anything you need, even if it is mentally or physically, because spiritually you are perfect. But you need time for you, and God is the only one that needs how much time we really need to do the things and to be in our best, not only for us, but for the others too. Because when we are ready to go to work or to go outside, wherever, we are such a bless for the world and the people outside, because they are looking at us. And I'll keep praying for you. We take time to pray individually, of course, and sometimes together here in tongues. But I always pray for our hearts. All of us, our hearts, we receive what we need, and to be meek and humble, to receive it, because God says in His word to receive from Him, we need to be meek. So that we can see how He works in our lives and in our hearts, and to see how we can go ahead with Him and just build desire in our hearts to do stuff with Him. And He will open doors for everything.
Can I just say something?
Yes, of course. Sure. I finished.
that comes to my mind a lot is Psalm 68:5, where it says that God is a father to the fatherless and a defender of widows. You know, my father died when I was 12, and I had a really hard time in my teenage years. And it's a long story, but I actually had, I was born again when I was like 8 years old, but I was kind of in a whirlwind as a teenager after my father dying and stuff. And I actually had, I guess you would call it a vision. I actually saw Jesus when I was 16. And I think back on that a lot, and I remember how, you know, God took care of me then, and how Jesus was watching over me. And, you know, I know that He's with me now, but I mean, a lot of times I'll just think back to that, you know. It's an awesome thing. Not a lot of people, you know, have that kind of an experience, you know, and it's not something that you ever forget, you know, as long as you live when you have something like that. But I don't know, that's what comes to my mind a lot. I just remember that He's the father to the fatherless, you know, which He was to me, and the defender of the widows, you know. I just think it's cool.
Yeah, sure.
He takes over. He, like, you know, takes that place.
Yes. Of
how your husband would watch over you, but Jesus does. And the same thing, like when my father died, he did the same type of thing. And that's why I guess I kind of think of them both, if that makes sense. And that one verse that has them both together in Psalms. So I think of that a lot.
Verse is that, Cindy? Which verse is that?
Okay, so it's Psalm 68:5. Yeah, father of the fatherless and a judge, which if you looked at it, it's defender.
Yeah, defender of widows.
Of the widows, yeah.
Uh-huh. Is God in His holy habitation?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
It's pretty cool, actually, you know.
It's quite long. Yeah, it's a Psalm of David.
Pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
I have a question.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Somebody's been trying to Skype in. And what do you have to do to add her? Her name is Kelly. I have her Skype name. What do? Just send her an invite?
Well,
I think she was the one that should... But you can add her, can't you? I think.
There's that icon.
You see, in the top of the screen, you have the plus with the.
We have an icon with a little figure and a plus sign.
And then you can add that person, I think.
Have you? I can do that, you said?
Yes, I think so. Yeah,
I think he has it set up so anybody in the group can add people.
Yeah.
Okay. So
you can try. You'll see what happens.
Okay.
Same position. So.
Because if you are connected with that person.
Oh, it says all right. I have it. Wait a minute. Hold on. It says add people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's let's see. What the heck. She's got a weird Skype name. A, let's see if this goes through. UNIQUE. BE11AUNIQUE. Now it says sync phone contacts. Do I click on that?
Wait, I don't.
I think you can add. Usually, I used to do that. It's to add the person, but now it's this call, not phone.
You have to have the
The link
with her Skype or
no, she should go to the site and add the link there.
I
can go to the site. Let me see here. This is what, wait a minute, it's B. I'm sorry to interrupt you. She tried since 10-0. A-U-N-I-Q-E-B-E. This, I'm just sending it right now to you, just so everybody knows, in case somebody knows how to add her. B11AUNIQUE is her name. So let's see where I have to go. I may have to sign off to add her, right? Oh, contact. All right, add new contact.
I think you're supposed to, there's a thing that says share a link for others to join, and you send her that, and she clicks that link, and then she
yes, joins. At the site.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, I just added her.
Okay.
I don't know what to say to her. Okay. I guess she has to accept.
Yes.
But then she'll be on my friends.
Now, if you send her a link to join the call from like the, at the top in my screen, I see a little person head with a plus sign. And if you click on that, I'm on my computer though. I'm not on the phone, but you should have the same type of thing on the phone. And then there's
I'm on my Kindle.
Oh, okay. Then there's share a link for others to join. And then you can do the share via group link.
All I have is the Bristol Fellowship and everybody's name up. And then at the bottom, it just has the camera and all that stuff.
On my computer, it's at the top right.
Can you put her name in, the one I just sent to the group? And then then you could just copy it and post it in there.
Let me see if I can. I will try.
The question is to add someone, that person to be your friend, accept your invitation. I don't think that if she's not in our circle, personal circle, individual, it will be hard to add her. If you can send her a link.
To go to
the Grace, Love and Truth, the site there, she can do it directly.
Oh, yeah, they have that link on there, right, that you can.
Yes, that is direct. It will be easier, I think.
Send her a writing message, maybe.
No, she can make a link, send a link.
Also
a
writing
one, yeah.
What is it, Grace, Love and Truth?
So we... We'll keep going here with the sharings. Hannah, did you finish?
Yes, I was talking to Cindy. I don't have anything.
Yeah. I thought you had the ad, but I see the ad is actually not enabled for me to click the ad button. Okay. So I guess he doesn't have that enabled for me to be able to do that.
Okay, so when she goes to Grace, Love, and Truth, there's a link on there she can click on.
I remember that I went there.
That's what you said. There's a link on the website, right?
Yes. I went there for the first time, and when the conversation starts, I was called. If not, she can get in by herself. It's okay.
Okay. All right. I had another. Sorry to interrupt it.
Okay. I had something to share, too. So it was funny because last week... I was teaching, but I thought I would share, but I will share about it now. As you probably heard, I usually like to go to the beach, to the seaside, to speak in tongues, and I did that today and did it last week. And while I was there last week, the weather here in Portugal is great. It's like springtime, you know, it's sunny. And it's a little bit windy, but not much, so we can be at ease on the beach, people walking, but the sea here now on the winter is really strong. And I was just, you know, taking a while by speaking in tongues, and a certain point got make me notice the waves on the sea. And the waves on the sea are something great, because I will try to give you this image the best I can. They will come now this season, on this time of the year, they will be like big waves, like 3 meters or more high, you know. And this came, this big mass of water, all green, like a curtain, falling up, you know, you could almost see through it. And then it comes down like a shower, all white on scumming, you know, and it's and makes a lot of noise. And I was looking to that, and I realized that each time a wave comes ashore, it comes differently. It's never the same way it does it. And sometimes it roll over, and it's like, you know, a cascade or something like that. Other times when the other wave comes back and have a shock with the one coming in, it's like a geyser, you know, the water will go up on the sky really high. And I was looking at that, and God made me realize that the way he made nature is always so different. So many variations in nature, you know. You don't have two animals with the same shape, even the same, you know, two dogs, two horses, they will be different. Even their hearts will be different. But one thing about what God did, even in nature, is everything is full of life.
Excuse me?
Energy. Yes?
But I think I just did it. I think I just invited her into the call.
Yeah. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
We'd like to know your name. I don't know if you can call you B.
My name is Kelly, and I have Brielle here with me.
Okay, Webby, welcome to the Skype Fellowship. This is the Bristol Skype Fellowship, but we have believers from all around the world, and we are now just sharing about stuff that God put in our hearts, and later we'll have teaching of the Word and manifestations of the Spirit. And you are welcome to participate if you want to share anything from your heart. We will give you time for that in a minute, as I was okay. In the middle of something. So,
and thank you, okay, Cindy. Thank you for being so tech savvy.
All right.
Yes, thank you all.
I'm a software technical writer a lot of times, so I should be able to figure out how to use stuff. Sometimes it just takes me a minute.
Okay. Now I'm going to make my phone call, so I'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay, Nancy. Thank you. So what I was just realizing there by the seas, watching the waves and God working in my heart, is that God made things to be alive, you know, quick and alive, you know, and his spirit in us is like that also. And then there's another thing God makes, and this all came to my heart on that afternoon on the beach. I remember that video I think is in Lawrence, the dogs playing in the snow.
Yeah.
The Lawrence dogs playing in the snow, coming back and forth, and they were just, you know, all crazy of joy, all happy, and they're just dogs, you know, and just running, you know. It's no big deal. It's nobody giving them money. They just have joy on running, on being alive and full of strength and vigor, you know. That's the way God made nature. And that's the way God makes things that God made, and animals especially, they are full of joy, full of energy. And that makes me think that the Spirit of God in us is like that, you know. We should be, we can be full of life and joy, and always in the different ways, like those waves on the sea. That joy, that joy that comes from God, it will be different from me than from Anna maybe, or anybody else, because God is unique with each one of us. It will work in us things that will give us joy in our lives. But for sure that his spirit in us is very, very alive and very, very dynamic and give us joy. And that's what I kept in my heart from there. Is that things of God and things from God and spiritual things above everything should be with a lot of joy. Just joy for being alive, and I mean spiritually alive, to joy for knowing the, what we know from God, what He made in us with His Spirit by His Son. And only that it should make us feel and be full of joy and energy going back and forth on the spiritual things of God, you know, because he can really make us run spiritually if we just let it run on us. I mean, His Spirit on us. And it really blessed my heart because from, you know, waves on the sea, God can show us a lot of stuff because that's the way He made things. He made things like, you know, simple, very simple, but very strong, very intense. And that's what we have in His Spirit in us. We have the Spirit of God in us that allowed us to manifest His power, His nature. We have His nature. We have divine nature, the nature and the strength and the power that made the world. It's in us, and we can surely operate it with Him according to His will. And that will make us, will give us great joy in His life. And we just have to live it, you know, to ask Him and be at His with Him. Because He desires that for our lives too. But I will shut up and I don't know, Nancy. Nancy, you are still on the phone. Okay, yes. So.
And if Kelly wants to share.
You
want to
share something
with us?
About Kelly?
Are you talking to me?
Yes. Yeah. Would you feel like sharing anything from your heart with us, or even whatever God inspired you to?
Sure. I just recently have just been getting real blessed at just the relationship factor, I think, is really what it boils down to. Just how no matter what's going on in our lives or how, like, you know, we can fall off and maybe feel like we're disconnected, He just always provides a way for us to just be reminded that we're very important to Him. And it's an individual thing. Like, it's individual, but we're each so special to Him, you know, that he'll like literally move mountains and part seas just to remind us of how great we are to Him, you know, and, that He's living inside of us and that everything that Christ did, we can do, you know, and then so much more. And I've just been, really focused on the renewed mind a lot lately. And He keeps saying, examine every thought, you know, so there's been a lot of things going on and I've been getting very distracted in the past few months. And so I was allowing my mind to kind of go in places that it really shouldn't have. And I would constantly bring my heart to God and be like, you know, I really don't know what I'm supposed to be doing right now. And it always comes back to the Word and to like-minded believers. And I mean, I'm just so blessed. I mean, literally within the past 2 weeks, He's opened up so many doors and I'm taking the Power for Abundant Living class again right now. I don't know if you guys have taken that. I think some, I don't know. I really don't know any of you, but I'm sure you probably have. And it's just like the things that He's opening my eyes to lately, you know, when you ask Him to enlighten the eyes of your understanding, to really let you know His heart, you know, and when you stop thinking about yourself, and let the glory be His, and you really have the heart to seek His will for your life, I'm just like blown away by how amazing and how quickly He responds to it. And I mean, I've just been getting super blessed at the doors that He's opening. So I'm really blessed to be connecting with you guys too, because, you know, anybody that loves God, I want to know. So that's pretty much all that's been on my heart lately. And I want to thank Nancy for connecting me with you guys too.
All right. Just by the way, you, I don't know if Nancy told you, but this fellowship usually is Lawrence Thor and Kim that run it and make it available. We just they are not tonight with us because they have be in Norway and they ask us to do it for them. But anyway, what I want to share with you also is we're going to have a meeting in Paris, near Paris in France, this April. And we are expecting to be with other believers from Europe and other parts of the world. And if you would like to know more about it, Lawrence probably will send you, because he sent already an email with some information. Okay. Anna, you know about it?
There was some information, but there were some weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, at the Skype, so probably Kelly cannot see it. But if she wants, she can ask for it, or Lawrence will send it for sure.
Lawrence will hear this, because we're recording this Skype fellowship, and he'll can send that information. Because you said you would like to know more believers with that, so it will be a great time for that.
Absolutely, right. And I've never been to France, so that would be great too. Thank you.
By the way, David sent his love for us. He couldn't be with us tonight because he had another thing going on. But he asked me to send his love and to tell you that he really enjoyed the fellowship and is expecting to attend next fellowship. And he just sent his love. Okay, so we'll going through. I think we could have a prayer time too. Before the teaching, Hannah is going to teach the word tonight, but we can have a prayer time. And anyone would like to start with prayer, with a word of prayer?
Father God, I thank you for that we're gathered together tonight to listen to about you, Father, about your Son, Jesus Christ, and just to share with each other our testimonies, things in our hearts. That you bless this gathering together, Lord. It's not it's not quantity but quality that counts. And for all new believers and those who've joined us tonight, just bless us, Father, and enlighten our hearts with the understanding of your word, and that you may bless us all who are going to partake in this fellowship. And I ask that in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
Amen. I would like to pray too. Father, I give you also now the time we're living in, and especially the countries where your sons are in. I give into you now that situation in South America, either in Venezuela, either in Colombia, and all the borders of United States too. I thank you for your grace and your wisdom, and to work in the hearts of the ones that have a heart for you, and to protect your sons from whatever the adversary tries to do to harm their lives. And I give you now also all the believers around this world that have a heart for you and your family and your word. I give them in your hands and their lives and families. And I thank you, Father, for we be living in a great time where your word and your will are alive in your sons' hearts and lives. I thank you for the things you have prepared for us and for the time we are living in, for those to happen in our lifetime, that we can share and enjoy your will and share it with others and bring them to you, and for your power be manifested in great power, miracles, willings, healings, and all the things that you have to show in this world that you are alive and that you are the living God inside your sons that had your spirit. So I thank you now, and I claim in the name of Jesus Christ for that spirit in us to be alive and kicking and quicking, and to you put your works on Anybody else would like to pray? Go ahead, please.
I can pray. Thank you, Father, in Christ's name, for all your family around the world, Father, so you can take care of each one of them the way that only you can do it, Father, with your love and your tenderness and protecting us from everything, Father. I deliver in your hands our health And I leave in your hands our prosperity, anything that we need, Father. You know what it is and how to do it, and the doors that we need to see open in our lives, Father. Thank you so much for the family that you gave us, so we can live your love and we can be full of joy and really thankful because we have sisters and brothers in Christ, and we can learn and we can teach and we can share things and we can live a life with peace and prosperous, Father. Thank you so much for that, and thank you for the time that Lawrence and Kim are having in Norway with the believers there. And Father, thank you so much for this fellowship, so we can at least once a week be together and speak and be so joyful and thankful in our hearts, Father. Thank you so much for that, in Christ's name.
Amen. Okay, anybody else would like to pray?
God, I just thank you for blessing everybody in this group. And we know that you're with us every day, and if we keep our focus on you, then you know you take all our cares. If we cast all our cares upon you, because you care about us, and all the little things, even things that seem insignificant, you still care about everything. You know, your eyes on the sparrow. And so I just thank you that, just for everybody being blessed, and just that we can all just be still and know that you're God, and have a great day of fellowship today, and you know that we can all be blessed from this teaching today and glean a lot from it, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Okay, so we're going to have the teaching time. And Hannah is going to share the word with us. So, Hannah, please.
Okay. God bless you all. And I have just a few words to say. And the subject is words. As we know, words can have a massive impact in our lives. Our lives and other lives. If it is the words in the world, or if it is the word of God, everything has an impact, because when we speak, we can edify people or we can beat down people. So we need to pay attention on what we say. We can say a lot of things that are really loving and caring and can help a lot others, or don't. So the world has his eyes on us, so we should try to be in our best with the things that we say, our behavior, our example, because we are God's son and daughters, and we are different. We have his spirit, we have his light, and we have more than anyone in this world, and that make of us different from the others. We are exposed not only to the world, but we also are exposed when we are in family, because people look at us, look at our example, they listen our words, and words are really important in our lives. And God show us what to say. God teach us what to say. We receive from him. And he also told us how to receive and how to behave. He have a lot of things for us in his word, the written word. But he also speak to us, to our heart. He through his spirit, we receive his thoughts in our hearts, and he teaches also. He inspired us. That's why we can, inspired by him, say things that go straight to the heart of others and to the situations. And God says in his word, I'm not going to read it, you know it, but I give you the reference in James chapter 1, verse 21. God say to us that we should receive the word with meekness. When we do it with meekness, it will work in our hearts and in our minds, and we will act upon we have in our hearts. We will act upon God's word, and that because that word lives in us. Okay, we can trust in God, and we can trust in everything He say to us, because His things are forever. They will never end. They will never perish, and we know that from. You can see it in Psalm 33:11. I can read that one for you. Just be patient because my English sometimes. Or 33:11. It says, "The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the thoughts of His heart to all generations." So the things from God will never end, will never perish. It will go from generation to generation. God tells us that He will reveal to us, He will inspire us, He will teach us how to walk. We can see that in a book before, in Psalm 32, in verse 8. It's curious because I've never seen this verse before, and I found it today. Let me check. Sorry, Psalm 32:8. I think. Mm-hmm. Okay. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. What it means that God will inspire us. We will walk in spirit with Him and will teach us what we need to know. And what we want to know from Him, it's His wisdom. So our words will be kind, loving, and healing, and edifying, full of exhortation, so we can help others and love others. Because in the bottom line, doing this, it's to love. God, it's love. And what we want to do is love. And walking like He showed us, we are loving. We are doing His will. And we will have great joy on it. And I think everybody already experienced that, because when we give something or we say something, and someone is healed, we get full of joy. We are the ones that have a great joy on that. And everything that we are going to say, inspired by God, it's not about ourselves. Of course, we can share some experience that will help others to understand. But we are going to preach about Jesus Christ, not preach about ourselves. Like it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, we preach about Jesus Christ. We give the news. We tell everything that He came to show us and what He have done, what was He made available. And Jesus Christ is a full example for us all His life, at least the last year of this life, is on the Gospels, and we have a lot of example for us. And the way He focused on God, only God, He was only, He turns only to God when He needed something. He take time to pray, He take time to be with God, He takes care of His relationship with God. So we can learn a lot from that. And He trusts in God and only God. And that example, we can let that example live in us. As it says in Colossians 3:16, that we should let the word of Jesus Christ live in us. I can read that in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Sorry, I take a little bit of time sometimes. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So we should let that word of Christ dwell in us, because it's rich and it's full of wisdom. And who needs wisdom and really want it and desire it should ask him to God, because he will gladly give that wisdom to us. We receive from God and learn from him, then we can give to others, believers or not. Because when we say something, I'm sure all of us have experienced that sometimes we get near to another person, doesn't need to be a believer, and we say something, and that person that was sad or with some problem have a little bit of peace in their heart or a little bit of joy, because our words heal them, because we help them to understand there is something else more than this world, more than what we can see. The things that we cannot see are the things of God. So we can start showing people and teach them that there is a Father, a God, that is all love, all tenderness, all forgiveness, is the God of all mercies, the God of grace. Let them know the rights they have as the sons of God. All the things that were new for us some years ago, and letters like, you know, when I, the first time I heard that I have rights as a daughter of God, I was like, what? But if we have things in this world, much more we have with God. So just let people know what they have available, because there is a God, there is a Father, and he is willing and desiring to open doors in our lives, to love us, to give us the things that we need, and to show us and teach us how we should walk. And he is desiring to have someone to speak. He desired the family so he would speak with us, communicate, and show us things. He's really, really a God of detail and individual. The way he treats with me, it's not the same way he speaks with Pedro or something, because we are all different. And one thing that we could grow in our hearts and try to do is to increase that desire to know more God and to learn more from him, so our words will be a bless to anyone. And the desire to walk in spirit, so we can be side by side with God, walk with him shoulder by shoulder. That is possible. I'm not going to say that I see that every day, but I have already seen that in my life. And God is love, and what we want to do is to show that love and to do all the best that we can for that. And when we are walking in love, we are being what God desire for us to be, like him, love. And just a word can heal someone. Let me share with you the Psalm 107 in verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So God sent his word and healed them. With that word in our hearts, we just need to open our mouth and say the right words and heal them in their hearts, physically, mentally, whatever. And I wish to learn more and more about that, so I can repeat it, not only for myself because I need it, but to have the joy to open my mouth and to say loud outside without no worries, no shames, that I believe God. I have no problem with that. And who wants, who doesn't want? It's okay, it's their responsibility. My responsibility is to open my mouth. They are the ones responsible to receive it or not. And all of these, As Kelly was saying some moments ago, she was thinking about the renewed mind. As we go to God and receive His word and receive the thoughts He put in our hearts, we are renewing our minds and our actions, everything. So we are growing on that. And we can see that when our words are according to what God says, our actions are pure and out of this world, because people will be like, it's not possible to someone to do something without an interest behind, with an agenda. People will not think that is normal, but for us it's normal. We just do it for love. So, and we can say that words with great knowledge and wisdom, you know, and they go straight to someone, to their hearts, and we can edify and comfort, exhort, support others. That is our work, or for me, that is what I want to do. It's to help others, because I'm sure God will take care of me. And for that, we need to be careful with our tongues. For sure, some of you already read a verse. I will read to you in James, chapter 3, verse 5. Our tongue is dangerous. We need to be careful with that. Even David, the King David, in Psalms, ask God to keep his lips, to guard his lips, because he knows our tongue could be harm. They can harm people if we are not careful with that. So, James chapter 3, verse 5. Oh my God. 3, 5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasted great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. So we should be careful with our tongues and close our mouth, because there is a time to close our mouth too. But there is also a verse, and I will finish with that, in Ephesians chapter 4, in verse 29. I like a lot this verse, and it should be a guide for us. Chapter 4, verse 29, that says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So what we say is so important, and it can really edify us and heal us, or can beat someone down. And we should desire in our hearts to ask God and receive His help, so our words could be the best for the others and bless the others. That was what I have to share with you. God bless you.
Thank you, Hannah. Thank you for this teaching. It's a blessing to know about what God says in His word too. So we will be hearing now words that sure will edify us. I'm talking about having manifestations now. And those words surely will be edifying once they are from God. So I'll pray, and if anyone would like to, after I will thank for the manifestations, be please be at ease to spoke what God inspires you by thanks with interpretation or words of prophecy. Father, I thank you now for having this available in our lives in these days and our time, to know that your spirit in us we can speak the words that you inspired us. And I thank you for the ones who are going to do it now, for you give us words of great comfort and exhortation, and for our hearts to keep them and grab them, and for you give us great strength for your words, in Christ's name.
Mia shonda kaliasa astefiando lo sana makaya maria shante. Mia sonya du kaliasara baria shonda mikria sate. And know, my beautiful, beloved children, that I have not only called you to this day and time to be with my son and to be part of his church, but know that I have equipped you for the journey and I've laid out a path for your life. That as you continue to put my word on in your heart every minute of every day and look unto me only and my son, know truly that that path will shine brighter and you will know the destination of your heart. For I have placed desires there that you can achieve, things that I have for you to do for me, things that are going to bless your life, my children. So be bold in your conviction. Know who your father is. Have that fellowship with me and my son, for truly he is your guide of your heart. And speak my word boldly when you go out, because this world lies in great darkness, and the truth of my word will bring light and healing to anybody that you meet, that you share my word with, for it never goes out void, my people. So continue in that place where I have put you. I have known you since before the foundation of the world to be my children. And when I look at your hearts and I see every prayer, know that I've already taken care of anything that'll ever come up in your life.
Walk out of my word and be bold and strong in me and the power of my might. Know that I am with you every step of the way as you follow me and do everything according to my word, and have faith in everything, big or small, that I am always there with you. I am your father, and I will always keep my promises to you. Look unto me in all things, and be faithful and strong in me and the power of my might.
And little children, you are of God. You are the sons of the High Most, the all-powerful God that made heaven and earth. He's inside you. He's the God of all wisdom, the God of all kindness, and the God of all love. Everything that you know in this world that is good and joyful comes from him. So be walking in that love. Be walking as your father said you are, because he gave your spirit to be in this world as his light. Let that light shine on you, little children, and trust him. Take your hand with his spirit and guide you in his will. And you will be shining as suns and stars in this world, casting away all the darkness, because you are the sons of light. You are the sons of the High Most.
Baba Shantide Sidiva Biki Giriya Nara Papa Shantide Pasidiya O Papa Kikiya Baba Shantide Pasidiya Baba Kini Nidaba Heya O Haham Nara Papa Shantide Bibi Sidi Bibiya Nara Papa Shantide Bisidiya Baba Kikini Tidibiki. Look to me, my little children, be strong and know that I love you, I will always care for you. Look to me only, my son blesses you, my son is in you, my spirit guides you each day. Have no fear, have peace in your hearts, and know that I've made you special in this world, my children. So look to me, Have your words always carefully in your mouth, and have your love for me and your love for brothers and sisters in your hearts. And just look to me, and I will show you all ways to go and be blessed.
Amen. Okay. Anyone else? I don't know if anyone else would like to. Nancy, you are with us now. We didn't have time to hear sharings from you, or I don't know if you'd like to pray for anything, Nancy. If you feel please.
I would like to pray for some things, a couple things, yes. If that's okay. All right, Father, right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I just thank you for all of our lives here. I thank you for the great calling that you've called us to, that you've entrusted us not only with your word, but with your heart, Father, for people and to be able to reach out on a daily basis. And I thank you for the wonderful promises and principles that you've put in your word, God, that we just focus on you and don't get distracted by situations we're in and other things going on around us. But as we focus on you, Father, you just bring to pass the things that are needed. I thank you that we can walk as your son did, where you were his first thought and every minute of every day, and you were his last thought at the end of the day, Father. And I thank you that when we lay our heads down at night, we get sweet sleep. And I thank you, Father, that you just have brought us to a place in our lives where we just don't have to be tossed around by this world, Father. We know who we are in Christ. We know what you think of us. We know when you look at us, you see your son and you see your glory. And I just lift here right now all the believers around the country and around the world, and I thank you for their stand and for the great increase the churches are having within their homes, Father, how the word is really taking root for people, and that as people leave the organized religions, our doors are open and they're there to help them to be able to build a closer relationship with you. So I thank you for that, for all of our families, wherever they are when they're not with us, Father, that you're protecting them. And I thank you for ironing out the kinks, God, when there's especially problems in relationships, Father. We always want your will and your outcome, and that sometimes what we see is not really what's happening. So I thank you, God, also for our children and for us, especially our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, Father. I thank you for Gina and Jamie and April and all the other girls that are with them right now in Mexico. I thank you for your hands of protection about them, that they had a safe, great safe trip, and they're going to have a wonderful time and a safe trip home on Monday. I thank you for the baby, for little Marcella, Father, and that this is a big challenge for her to be without mom for 4 days. And I thank you, God, for just protecting her life and for the people caring for her, that they're just in tune to everything that she needs, and that this will just be a very sweet weekend. I thank you for Johnny's fellowship on Sunday, for all the people that are going there, God, that their lives are also blessed, and for Sal's tomorrow night. I thank you for how you've opened doors where we are never without other believers. There's always somebody there. So I just lift these things and thank you, Father, of the thankfulness that we have in our heart that you've trusted us with your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Anybody else would like to pray, or?
I'd like to pray for Father. I thank you for my little sister and just helping her to look to you and see what she needs to do, and just help her in the situation that she's in to
get her focus onto you and follow where you show her to go so she can get everything straightened out in her life. I know she believes, but right now I think she needs to adjust her focus. So I just thank you for helping our father, and I thank you for the things that she needs, showing up when she needs them, and that everything can be worked out to your glory. And I just thank you for watching over our families. I thank you for watching over Chris and Shannon and Staz and Eli, Levi, and Noah and Andy and Sarah, and just watch over our whole family, and Jack and Alan. And I thank you for watching over everybody and blessing them, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Okay, we...
Can I pray real quick?
Sure. Take your time. Don't be afraid.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for all the work that you're doing. And I just thank you that we can go to you with every single care in our heart and know that you've already got it all worked out, and that there's nothing in this world that can pull us away from you and everything that you accomplished through your son, Jesus Christ. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ for just opening up the floodgates, that we can have those hungry hearts, you know, that are looking for you, and that we can listen to you and hear the words directly from you that we need to open up those hearts to you and connect them to you the way that we've been blessed to have, God. I thank you for just casting out every little dart that Satan tries to throw our way, and that we can claim the victory that you've already given us in Christ, and that we don't have to allow that in our lives anymore. And I thank you for just distractions and all of that stuff, for us just to really have that steel trap focus that your son had, to always know that no matter what's going on around us, it's you, and you are the truth, and you are the one that we need to be looking to know exactly how to handle every single situation in our lives, and that you've given us the power, you've endued us with power from on high that we can access at any time, no matter how we're feeling, no matter what we're doing, no matter what the world's saying. But you're the one that's going to get the glory when we honestly look to you and put ourselves aside, Father. I just thank you for your word, and that it is healing, and that it is food for our souls, and that it's everything that we need. And I thank you for just allowing us to know you the way that we have, and what a great blessing and privilege it is to have the access to your word and understanding it the way that we've been able to, God. I just thank you for those people out there hungering, that you just bring them to us so that they can have that as well. I thank you for all these things, Father, and everybody on this call right now, and what a huge blessing they are. I just thank you for us just going out and shining as the lights that you made us to be, Father. I just thank you for everything you did through your son and all that that means for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes. <sir. laughs> Praise God. Okay. I don't know if anything is... left, anybody who would like to ask or know anything that I don't know if we can help.
Next week we have Lawrence.
Sorry, Nancy, saying?
Lawrence told me to remind you to put the record when the teaching comes on.
Yes.
Yeah, we recorded the whole session.
Okay, all right. That's cool.
Just in case, he will choose what to put on then.
Okay,
so I will close with a word of prayer, and next week we'll be here again with Kim and Lawrence, so I will close with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for our hearts, for you strength us with your word and your spirit, and for we to keep the things we gave us here tonight, and to give it to others too, so they can have the same joy and same strength that comes from you. And I thank you for Kim and Lawrence, and for their lives too, and their return home safe, and for all the things you have for us to do with you, Father. I give that in your hands now, and thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.